There we go.
All right, just plugging it in, giving it, making, I don't, okay, patch cord is giving it. Just Al and you guys, Jenny and Al just came in. Yep, Al and Jenny, Battle Creek.
So minutes are approved.
Minutes, need a vote of approval on those minutes. I hear a second on those minutes, anybody? Kevin? All those in favor? All right, any opposed? All right, moving on. Our financial report, I have a couple sets, we did not have September's done last month, it was late coming from the bank. I have two sets, September's and October's, they're both here, if you'd like to take a look, sets there. We've got tons of money in the bank, obviously, right now with all the district money in there, but as far as cash flow is concerned, we're fine, but we're going to be spending some money, moving money back and forth with districts and t-shirts for the cross ice kids before too much longer, trophies and medals coming up with the district. So have any questions, look that stuff over. It's there for everyone to look at. Shirley didn't have anything that she wanted us to have anything for us to share at this point. Andrew, do you have anything for the referees, from the referees?
No, nothing at all. Just kind of the one question I had earlier was about district turnout. For anyone who doesn't know, Ryan and I are the two referee chiefs in the prior time. This is Ryan, he's my partner in crime here. Been around other meetings, he'll be assisting, helping when it comes to district term in the future, whether state terms as well as whether some. I don't have anything. Any have any questions or anything come up in the past?
I got an email through Andre, and actually we put it out to Andre. The timeout rule, that's the new timeout rule that USA Hockey allows you to have a timeout. Last year, it's really inconsistent of how it's being handled.
What do you mean?
The rule states that if you're in a curfew rink, there still is no timeout. We got referees or coaches that there's games that there is timeouts being allowed.
This rink's where it's occurring at?
I can let you, I'll look back through the emails.
Yeah. If you want to get with me, so I can share that information, but if there's a game, you cannot have a timeout. If you want to kill some time, we'll take a way to look at it, they can have a timeout. But if it's a curfew game, that's not going to be an issue with me.
It just come up because our rules state there is no timeouts in regular season play. Doesn't matter if you're curfewed or not curfewed.
Sure, that might be more. So, that's a league issue.
I had three coaches just send me emails and ask me to change the rule, and I put it out to the board, and it was voted down.
Okay.
But it's happening out there. So.
Yeah, definitely.
No. Let's clarify this a little bit. Just ADRA games? Is that what you're questioning?
Well, USA Hockey's rules does state if you're a curfewed rink, if there's curfew time in that building, there's the referee should never let it time out.
I understand. But you're asking about ADRA games, or are you talking about all curfews?
It come up because of ADRA, but it's still the same. Whether it's a curfewed, it doesn't matter if it's...
So you need to get it out to your associations that ADRA is not allowing timeouts, and they need to get it out to the refs that an ADRA game doesn't get a timeout, right?
Any game.
What games aren't all games curfews?
No.
Not all rinks. Not all rinks. Depends on the rink.
If you have an hour and a half and it goes an hour and a half, is that curfew?
Only if they set the curfew clock.
The curfew clock hasn't been on for my games. That's they came up and asked me, and I didn't know it was an ADRA rule. When Kalamazoo asked the refs, they came up and I said, well, I don't know what the ADRA rule is, but the curfew clock's not on when the game starts, they get a timeout.
Those rules are on the ADRA website. When he said voted on by the executive board, it's that West Michigan group that voted that, not ADRA's executive board, but that organization. There's a representative from every association there at a meeting. Therefore, it should be an issue at district, other than addressed to the referee.
Right. So it sounds like at ADRA meetings, you're allowed to have a timeout.
In
No.
Even in a non.
Well, I think those are the type of things that do come up, because referees, when it comes to us act games, we could be officiating an Andre game, we could be officiating a play game, which was a couple things. I understand coming from a referee standpoint, unless we're communicating those rules before the game,
I would
sit there and explain to the coach, we were communicating these things before the game.
Two of the instances, though, were curfewed arenas with curfew outside.
I agree with you on that.
That has nothing to do with Andre, that's USA Hockey.
Sure. But when we're coming down to the actual curfew, right. We're communicating that before the game. No, we're going to go with what USA Hockey
right. has. That wasn't the issues. It wasn't sure. Rinks that weren't curfewed. It's yeah. Rinks that are curfewed.
Okay. I'm glad you brought it to my attention. Let me know.
Let's ask Art to send out an email to all of the officials. Sure. Reminding them that if it is a curfewed rink, there are no timeouts.
Yep.
Okay? And then he can hit all the guys that way throughout the district. And reminding them that, you know, if there's a curfew clock and it's on, there are no timeouts, regardless of whether it's Caesars, Adre, yep. or any other game.
I have a question or a concern.
Yep.
The past 2 weeks, I've seen two hockey games. Both had a contact to the head call, and it was just a 2 minute. Maybe the call or whatever when they got over to the cheater, but you know, I was just watching the games. I have no idea what the score sheet was, but the ref threw the whistle, contact to the head, and there's no 10 minute.
Did anyone come into the penalty box and start the penalty?
No. Oh, I looked for that on both.
Yeah.
And there's two different rings. One was Patterson, the other was Patterson. So.
Well, the only thing I can say is we do our best to communicate to the official. When ours from the state, I completed. The new rule changes have been a really big emphasis. So we have to communicate the best we can. I can say that if it was or not, because once the play starts, you can't go back and change anything. That happens outside of Grand Rapids. That's not really going to do the best to follow the USA Hockey Act.
I made a rule. It hasn't been followed by any refs that I saw.
The last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What is the call if it's a if it's considered contact to the head? What is the official? What is his latitude? Is it a major right away?
It's a 2 and 10.
It's an automatic 2 and 10. Yeah, it's a minor.
The next call can be a 5.
So maybe they're forgetting that there's a misconduct that goes with
right.
what
it's,
they're
it's
doing.
It's changed this year, but it's pretty well communicated. Especially the last 2 weeks, that surprises me. Not a few email players.
They're forgetting about the misconduct part of it.
Okay. That's why I wonder if maybe they talked and maybe they did change the call. I'm assuming that if you weren't sure.
Okay. Okay.
Anyone else? Questions?
All right. Thank you.
Is it okay to lose users also?
Yep.
Oh, get your food and go.
Well, they're taking after their buddy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is that what Art told you?
Oh, do me a favor, Andrew.
Yeah.
Art wanted me to share with everybody that he is going to run for, what the hell is it? Now,
that's in a few years.
U.S. House
state
of
Representatives.
U.S. State Representative or something, that everybody is allowed to donate up to $500 per person or something like that, tax deductible or some nonsense like that. So just, Andrew, take note that I made mention of that, and so you can get that back to him that everybody said he can go pound sand too.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, no, he did send an email saying he's running for some sort of state.
Some crazy. He's got this politician thing.
Told me to be here anyway.
Yeah.
Is this Art?
Yeah. He's got that politics bug bad. He's got it bad. So, anyway.
Well, if anyone has it, feel free to stop us.
Yeah. You guys. You guys are available. Shoot them an email if you guys got if they got questions. Get a hold of you guys by all means.
Tell about those of us up north that send enough money down south.
All right, thanks guys.
Have a nice evening.
All right, match and star updates. Knock on wood until last night, I didn't have any match penalties to deal with, but it sounds like I've got one coming. So I don't know about star, but we haven't had any match penalties to date. So.
Is that a relative of somebody in the room?
A relative? No, not that I'm aware of.
I had some guy ask me about Noonan.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Today down in Kalamazoo.
Uh-uh.
Is he going to have to go in front of him? Like,
no. I don't know. This was a men's league in Lansing. So, not that I'm aware of. So that's. But beyond that, I've not heard of anything else. Do we have any star behavior issues?
Nope.
No? All right, good. All right, Mr. Coaching Director, your turn.
My turn. I sent out
a letter to all the associations, kind of like the association coaching director responsibilities, kind of a guideline of what we're looking for. Hopefully you guys all receive that. Hopefully that's what you're expecting out of your coaching directors, because that's kind of what we're hoping to get out of your coaching directors. We've talked about we're basically only going to help those that want help. So, I mean, here's the format. This is what we're looking for. If you guys don't want to be a part of it, then whatever. But I know when we did the HPC clinic and had our ACE director meeting, very lightly attended, like to the tune of like 5 of our 21 ACE directors, offering up a discount on the December level 4 to coaching directors that want to be active. I mean, most of our coaching directors are already there. And so the new ones are brand new, so they don't even have number to be eligible. That's something we plan on offering every year. Because we the actors get to be a satisfactory level. They have a good understanding of what it is we're trying to do. Don't get any questions from anybody. I highly doubt everything's running efficiently for everybody. I'm here to help. Email me. Have your coaching directors call me. We'll make things happen. I mean, if I have to come out and help you guys out with a meeting, I'll do it. So basically that's about it. Coaching clinics are be wrapping up shortly. Joel posts his last chance, last minute clinics that he always does.
I'm going to post 2.
I'm not planning on, originally I had hoped to do a level 2 in the Grand Rapids area, but our numbers for level 2 haven't been all that spectacular anywhere else.
I am looking at, I think it's down there in front of me, but it's the weekend before Christmas, Saturday after Christmas, which is, I think,
pardon? 14th is
now. What's after Christmas? What's
28th is the Saturday after.
14th and 28th. Saturdays after, before and after.
I don't know. You're going to do 21st?
21st.
21st.
20. Okay, must be the 21st for the level 2. Because I don't have my calendar here. Oh. 21st. I'm going to do the last chance will be on Saturday, the 28th.
Quarter redial.
So it'll be 22 and 28.
Other than that, the HPC clinic, our Saturday clinic was fairly light. I think we had 30 people total, but our Sunday clinic had 60. Wendy, it was a great clinic. Everybody walked out with smiles on their faces. I think we've got good buy-in in the district. I mean, we've been doing it longer than everybody else, so. I mean, we all kind of got a decent handle, but there's a lot of things to learn, especially now that we're focusing on the older age level. Across the state, everybody thinks ADM is 8 and under hockey. It's 8 to 18. We want you guys to play it. Use it. Let's start producing some hockey time. That's about all I got.
Last weekend, state playoff committee, one of the things that was discussed is the coaching modules. Remind your coaches, there will be no waivers given this year on coaching modules that are not done by December 31. Jack Witt reiterated that this past weekend. There will be no waivers given. So make sure these guys got their modules done by December 31. They're age specific. Jack reinforced a lot of what Brian's saying. They're going to work with the guys that want to be here and want to be a part of it. And they're not going to spend a lot of time trying to coax people to get involved, and the guys that want to be here, the guys that want to coach, the guys that want to learn, they're the ones that they're gonna go after these guys and really work with them. And I ask once, maybe twice, the other ones, but the rest of them, they're not gonna beg, borrow, and steal to get people and to be a part of this. So, any questions? All right, old business. We need to decide where the play-in games are going to be January 4th and 5th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday, and I have all of 3 bids. Got one from Michigan Nationals, one from Grand Valley, one from the Summit. And we have asked for them to try to keep the price, including referees, to add or around $135, $140 a team, and all 3 of them have done so in reasonable fashion. So at this time, I am going to, well, you know what? I want to stop right there a second.
Who are you from?
Grand Valley, Michigan Nationals, and the Summit.
Didn't we going to rotate them already? Did we already agree on that?
He didn't agree.
We thought that we were going to do that.
We're going to try to get through this year and then sit down.
Jeff, I don't see a price on here. Do you know what the cost, total cost was going
to
be?
Well,
it's not a case of getting, yeah, Georgetown.
It's 270.
It is 270, yeah. Okay.
I got the email.
Okay, I may have had it somewhere and didn't write it on there, too. Okay, and that includes officials. I think all of these included officials. Discussion, we were at the summit last year. That worked fine. Better again, so I just... No 7 a.m. starts, so I mean it's not up to me to decide. It's up to you guys where you'd like to go. It's Michigan Nationals, Georgetown, the Summit. Open up the discussion. This is why, this is right here, is why we're going to just decide, go back and forth. Nobody wants to voice an opinion, nobody wants to weigh in. We'll just pick and we'll go back and forth. We'll keep it simple after this year. Pretty much. I mean,
the summit's not equal. The summit's 275 for squirts, 300 for Pee Wee Bantam and Midget. Georgetown and Michigan Nationals are 270.
Well, they're 135 each for Georgetown and Michigan Nationals. So Johnny's 150 for Pee Wees and up. You won't have Midgets play-ins.
Was there ever a commitment that we were going to go with Johnny?
No. We've always bounced it back and forth.
Okay, so we're looking now at Michigan Nationals or?
Well, Georgetown or back to the summit. I mean, there's nothing that says we can't go back there. There's no.
Oh, so we just have Summit and Georgetown.
No.
Michigan Nationals.
Okay. Georgetown is not hosting a district tournament.
So why don't we just start this rotation now? If it was Lansing, go to Grand Rapids, one of these two, and then talking about doing Kalamazoo, and he said he can do it next year. So why don't we just start the rotation? That's what we said we were going to do.
No, we said we were going to discuss it and try to get through this year. What Kevin said, we're going to settle on somebody this year and then figure out a way.
Well, there was a lot of head nods that let's do that. So I thought I was under the assumption it was. So let's start.
The thing is, if you plan it early enough,
we're going to have it next year. We start this rotation.
It's not my decision.
I understand that.
Okay.
You said to weigh in, so I'm weighing in.
Okay. There's one vote. Anybody else want to say something?
You guys already planned the weekend? Did you already have it planned?
We understand that's the number one commitment is that weekend is these kids are coming in. They're going to have all different age levels coming in, and you know, that's the priority.
The other thing we should ask then, on the guys that bid the bids, is how many ice times are you allowing?
Frank, I'd have to. I'd have to look closely at it. I'd have to dig stuff out from last year. I don't remember if it was our 20 games. Yeah, it was the largest that we've had. We've had as few as 12 games in Jackson one year. So.
Well, so my question out to the three.
I think the two Grand Rapids rinks are good. That is local when I talk to contact. I think we've talked 30 times about it. So,
oh, I mean, that's. Yeah, so, I mean, it sounds like we're.
Like last month, nobody else was in it besides me.
Right. Right.
And I opened my mouth and
dropped this. No, I didn't have a chance to go back and look.
But we've now got. We went from one to three in a span of a month. So. It's up to you guys where you want
to
go, but.
Okay, that's a dominant conversation, but I would say I would have gotten to Lansing since.
Well, I would be inclined to take Gene's advice. Grand Valley doesn't have a district.
Yeah.
However, what do you think?
They got the new president. That's pretty darn good.
I don't know. What do you think, guys?
They're the only ones of the three that do not have a district.
That is correct.
Yeah. would support that.
I agree with that.
All right. So, all right. Anybody, any other opposition to that? Discussion otherwise? Okay, Jeff? Georgetown, we'll have play-in games January 4th and 5th. We'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning. This is $270 per hour. No, $270 per game. Make sure we got to get that written down there so I can... So that's going to be $135 a team. That includes referees. And... We'll be able to tell you, Jeff, for sure after December 11th, exactly, well, that night, we can tell you how many games.
Do you want to do this this year? I knew as of December 1st, how many playing games actually needed. And me and I partnered, and I had, all we had to do was fill in the gap night at Tony M's and every dot of that meeting when they were.
You'd have to get with Jeff right. And those guys out there.
We can do that again this year, and I will partner to get that set up. So then there's no waiting. You walk out of that meeting and you know.
What do you guys think? I mean, did that work out for those that were there last year?
That would be nice to walk out.
If you walked out of that meeting on December the 11th, you got about a month, right. 3 weeks. You know what time your team is, if you have a team in a play-in game, you know that night what time and where.
And because they're made aware of it in advance, you should be able
okay.
to.
All right. You want to do it that way then? All right. Jeff? Can you get with Amanda, all right, trade emails, phone numbers, whatever need be done. So December 1 or thereabouts, December 2nd, when the cutoff is done and over with, we'll know how many we've got, how many games we're going to have, and then you guys can then begin plugging in games what and where. So, all right, good. Georgetown it is.
We can hold up this rotation.
You want, let's, all right, that's the next step then. Let's address this rotation. That's how do we want to do this? We're going to go to Georgetown, so is that kind of considered Grand Rapids? Is that a considered a suburb, Grand Rapids? All right. Okay, so.
The rotation, before we get too far ahead, and we're not going to do it tonight, but the new price that comes out is going to include a referee. Just like we do, the states are. It's going to be for the referees based on.
We're going to set a fee. We're going to set a fee.
Refs, and we're going to set a fee for the ice.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be $270. So.
Okay.
Are you going to tier the referee based on?
Okay. That's fine. But we can worry about that part of it.
Well, whoever's going to be on board, they just got to realize that.
Right. But next year that those fees are going to be set.
It's not a them
setting those fees.
We will set those fees next year or at some point. Do you have an idea when we will set those fees or a thought on that?
We can do them by February.
So based upon what?
Based upon making it affordable for the teams to participate. You're not going to bid and find out, like in Grand Rapids, when we sit down, we're going to find out who's interested when it comes to Grand Rapids again. If it's Grand Rapids, wants to be involved, and they're going to know that this is the number that you got. You guys are in a tough situation, and I understand that.
Well, yeah, but not. I don't want to.
I mean, you are.
As a rink employee, it's a lot different to be. That's what I'm worried about.
I mean, and it goes back to when playing games started. This is how it started. Was it bounced from Southside to the Summit. And Betty and I on the phone saying, okay, how much are we charging to make it affordable? Because it's another expenditure to pay that we're trying to reduce the cost for them. They can want to play.
Yep.
It's $400 to go to a play-in game. They may say, okay, $200 plus $700 for $900, I can go play in a tournament somewhere else.
I think there's more to it than that. I don't think it's the cost. I think it's the quality of teams. Why people are backing up, not the cost. So I don't think that it has to be, it's not that big of a deal, the cost.
Some
compared to single entry people that have really good teams, and a lot of our teams don't want to go because they don't want to play them because they know they're going to get beat. That's why they go to other tournaments. I don't think it's the cost, I think it's the caliber of competition than the cost. I mean, I just don't, 140 is, you know, it costs a lot of money. We all pay a lot of money for our kids to play. I don't think anybody's going to bitch if you charge them 160. Competition might keep back out more than anything.
How do we want to rotate this around? Do you want to set locations?
Everybody come to the January. January, if you're interested in hosting play-ins next year.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear Kevin.
So, well, if you're just saying, are you interested in hosting this? We're looking at a site to do that.
It sounds to me like a lot more of this has got to get figured out before we start setting locations.
I think a lot. On their concession stand, they're going to make out because they're going to be buying their stuff. When Tom stand, Tom gives me a deal during the state games because he knows hockey equipment out of his pro sheds.
Are we talking more than just district playing games? Is that
no? This is district playing.
Okay, well, there's only so many places that can hold these things, right? So we have two sheets.
You got to have two sheets in most cases.
So other than Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, and Lansing, the only one, the other one that has two sheets is Muskegon.
Jackson's got two. Jackson's got two.
Do they want to do it? I mean, is that going to, do we do a pocket area? Are they part of Lansing? Are they part of maybe certain areas?
Well,
only fair to the whole district if we move.
Well, that's exactly well, and that's exactly why it evolved into opening it up and asking in general, not just bouncing it back and forth between Grand Rapids and Lansing. It was opening it up to anyone who and we. Kept it pretty much one of the criteria, one of the few criteria was you needed two sheets of ice. It was pretty much one of the sole criteria we needed, and a good cost and two sheets of ice. Beyond that, it wasn't too much in the way of criteria, but we tried.
I'll say from this far out, on a district, I mean, we'd love to host everything, but the reality is on a district plan, I think financing accounts is reasonable for everybody.
Well, I agree. I just don't think, well, I mean, I don't want anybody pissed off.
I'm not going to make cabins up to the bit all day long, but I didn't even bring it. You have to travel all the way to us.
It's only that was the biggest complaint the year we did go up there, and that would be the same complaint I would hear if we went over to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, exactly.
With all due respect, okay, no, it would be.
That's exactly my standpoint on.
Especially if you ended up with a matchup where you've got Muskegon coming down and they're playing Big Rapids, they're coming all the way down to Ann Arbor to play. Okay, I mean, you talk about watching a coach go ballistic. You know, that's so.
It's fair. I think it makes sense to go Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing. It's a reasonable travel.
Planning years in advance for there.
Within the Grand Rapids area, though, I mean, there's lots of rinks that it could be at, so it's not.
So when it's out that year, they can all bet on it.
They can decide.
There's two rinks in Lansing.
Yeah. And maybe Jackson could be part of Lansing.
Yeah, Jackson could be part of that.
It's not one person.
Kalamazoo, all of us have one rink, right?
Yeah. You.
But you're the largest association in our district.
Got two that rinks to choose from.
Right. So it's still not just one rink. I think it's a good idea. Graphic location, I think it's a good idea.
But I think Kevin's on the right.
Well, we know they're not. I mean, we've seen those numbers in the past, and we know they're not.
We don't charge the same in the city.
Right. So that. Well,
this is the part that, you know, Art's not here, his guys aren't here. This is what we're paying. Take the job or don't. Because somebody else will. Because we all work at, well, Kentwood pays like $17 for a squirt game. My kid makes $25 at Georgetown, makes $20 at Walker, makes, you know, I mean, it's different everywhere. You take the jobs that you want to take.
Well, we're not going to lowball them. That's what we've talked about, and we tried to explain this to Art, is we're not going in there to lowball them. And yet, the problem I have with this is, on one hand, the officials, they'll do these state tournament games, and there's a set fee. That's all they're getting paid. They know that. But yet, districts come around, they won't do it. Well, the problem with districts is the time of year. There's high school games they can go do, so they can. We got to be careful because they can thumb their nose at us at district time, and say, and same at play-in time, they can thumb their nose at us and say, "To hell with you, I'm not going to do your games because I can go do high school games." So we got to be a little careful with what we do and how we handle it with them. And Art knows this, and so that's why he won't go and agree to a set price at.
You pay whatever they're going to charge you, and the rest of what's left over is.
That's my point to you guys. 270 for the game, or the hour, whatever it is, it's $135 a team. There is not a team that's not going to go if they really want to go if you charge $160 a team. They're not going because of the money. It's not the money. It's the competition.
Well, the other, telling you guys the other side of that, too, is I don't want to lowball.
The refs never knew that we were charging a specific rate for the refs. We let the refs think that they were getting paid. Was the one basically. Refs, basically, even though we're this is the max you're going to get for refs, your referees are going to agree to whatever you would have had to pay them, and the rink is going to be the one.
We all have general ideas of who shouldn't be working games, but they don't get a bad bid for a very long time.
Put some numbers together for the January meeting.
Okay.
Back with numbers. Bullet. I mean, okay. We're going to rotate it. You're the only ranks in Kalamazoo. Put some numbers together.
Are we for surely rotating now?
I think it's a smart idea.
I think it's a good idea to rotate
it. Let's get it.
It's done. I mean, let's put it.
I thought it was done last week, but last time.
We'll rotate it between those three areas. There'll be some outlying associations included in those.
So if last year, well, we didn't get to Kalamazoo, we'd go in Kalamazoo next year.
So Team 15 season comes to Kalamazoo.
Yeah. Team 15 comes, it'll be the team.
Back to Lansing and then.
Okay.
You know, as far as the refs go, you'll never get our new price because he's
right.
And
right.
He doesn't want to upset one group and not another. You know, you set a price, it might be a great increase for this group of refs.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But I think that you look at what you're paying your refs to do the normal games, and that's your figure. It's as simple as that.
Nice if he could, you know, come part way to the table, but that it doesn't work that way. And yet they're willing to take a certain cut for state tournament, and they're fine with that, just because they don't have as many games to do at that point in time of the year, which I, you know, it shouldn't be that way. But
yeah. If you can't work the regular season, I don't want you to fight.
All right.
So before we leave this topic, then,
I think we should. I think we stay away from, just the kids are coming back to school, people are in town. We don't get into the Caesars is trying to wrap up shortly thereafter. They've got stuff they're trying to get done. There's Adrae's trying to get their regular season done as well. I think the sooner we get our stuff out of the way, the better. Yeah, that's going to be where you can run into trouble if we don't. No, that's getting awful close to first and second. This year's close enough, I think, with a fourth. So, next item on that, are we done with this then for now? So we got. Did you get that rotation in there? Okay, in the minutes.
To play in rotation, Grand Rapids. I put area, so no one. 13, right. Year 13, okay. 14, Kalamazoo area, 14, 15, Lansing at 15, 16.
Get out. Door giving him trouble. All right. On your agenda, we had some discussion. Attorney hosts, we had talked about it last meeting, about people that don't make it to meetings that are hosting district tournaments. Is there going to be, Kevin, have we talked about anything? Have you come up with any ideas about what you want to do with that? How you want to handle that?
No, we haven't.
Okay. You want to push that out to another next month?
Give him a tally. Like your tally.
Okay. All right. Table that to next month. Team and player exceptions. I have a bunch. We need to, as tedious as this may be, we need to go through these and vote on these as a council. So I will start with, the old man stepped out. So I will do the simple ones first. I have player exceptions. I have a few of those. These are kids that, for one reason or another, injuries, illnesses, physical ailments. First one, this young man has Down syndrome. He has, I think a lot of that speaks for itself. He is they're asking that he is actually a PWH player. He's been asking for an exception to stay and play at the squirt age level. His dad is a coach. His sister is there on the team at the squirt age level as well, and it will help him developmentally to stay put right there with his sister and with his dad coaching. So, question? Yeah, I did. Timmy, how big is he? I remember you sent me an email. I don't have it in front of me. 4'10"
probably.
4'10" was
120.
120. Okay.
He's kind of stocky, but he's not very mobile.
Not mobile. Okay, that's right. You sent me an email, and so.
Kobe, that needs to be approved.
It did. It got sent up the food chain, but we still have to deal with it here. So you guys understand. We have to address all of these here. What we say doesn't, sadly, it'll get dealt with again at the state playoff committee in December. And that's where the ultimate say is. But we have to deal with them first. They go on, they'll ask what our recommendation is, and then they'll handle it from there. But we have to put a recommendation in. So I have to address all of these individually with all of you.
But if we turn it down, you don't pass it on to the state.
Yes, I do. I have to. Even though the turn down passed either way, I have to move them on regardless. So.
I will support him staying in support.
Okay. Council recommendation. Pass. All right. Thank you.
Question.
Yes, sir.
If it's not being voted on by, even if it's voted on declined or passed or whatever, what's the difference if they still have to?
They just want to know what the recommendation is, Johnny. I don't under. It's a.
So they can ignore it some more.
Yeah, it's. Don't get it either, John. It's trust me. I've struggled with this myself. Why, if you're going to vote it down or vote it through, why are you asking for our opinion anyway? I don't understand. So.
Have they ever overturned something
past? Oh yeah. Oh, you betcha. Lots of times. Lots of times. Not us per se, right. But others. Oh yeah. Or they've turned. Or they have passed.
I can see you in it the other way.
They have passed ones that the council has turned down. They have. Turned down ones the council passed. They've, oh yeah. Got one here out of Ann Arbor. Player broke his leg. They expect him back in January. He will not have less, he will have less than 10 games by the time districts roll around. Council recommendation? Pass. Sorry. Don't have any idea, Brian. There's nothing on here.
I'm joking.
Broken wrist. Player in Ann Arbor, broken wrist. Doctors estimate he'll be back in early January. They're asking for an exception for less than 10 games. Council recommendation? Thank you. That's those three. That's the simple part, these three. Joe?
Yes.
Your turn.
My turn.
Your turn.
For what? Muskegon?
Your peewee exception that we tabled. From
the
October.
As we look at state rules that we follow, they meet all of those state rules.
This is, explain. This is the Pee-wee exception from the Muskegon Lumberjacks that we tabled in October. There was some question about the players on the team, the composition of the team.
Right, and I asked, you know, to have time to review it, get with Shirley and get back. Their team is comprised. They have 18 players on the team. One player from Graha, 11 players from Muskegon Chiefs, Junior Jacks. Basically, as we look at the Maha rules and regulations, qualify for that. A number of the players play travel at four levels. A couple of them play travel at the same level. Basically, as we look at the rules that are put in front of us, they meet all of those rules. They violate those rules. That's what I wanted to check on. I was concerned on that with one coach, but that only works in house from house to house. If travel coming down the house, it doesn't apply. Bottom yes. line, like I said,
I got a question. I mean, maybe it's going to be the rink jumpers. The team you pick up and say, screw you, rink, I don't think we worry about those.
Anyway, my recommendation, like I said, most of the players came from the cross rink, but still they meet the criteria, so I can only go forward and secure it. Pass them. What were they asking for on
a? This is the only Pee-wee team, Pee-wee House team that they have. They're asking for less than, exception for less than three teams in a division.
Yep. There's nothing that I can see that we can stop them.
Correct. All right. Council's recommendation on this? They meet the criteria. They're the perfectly legal team. There's nothing wrong with what they're doing. So Joe needed some time to figure. Second years.
Yep, they're all right.
Second years are all good.
Sliding scale, they're exactly where they need to be.
Council recommendation? Pass? Pass, okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Next one. Ann Arbor. Squirt House team, they are asking for an exception on this Squirt House team. They exceed the second year players. They have four Squirt House teams, and they have one Squirt House team that is out of formula. They have one too many. And Jim Kleinsmith's not here, but he drafted these. He was there for their draft. But this Squirt House team, they believe this may or may not be the Squirt House team that goes to districts. They don't know yet. But they're asking for the exception, as this may be the one Squirt House team that's out of formula that may go to districts. So they're asking for an exception ahead of time.
And all of their other teams, they're at the number.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh. They are the one team that is out of formula. So. Council recommendation on this Squirt House team. That's out. Too many second year players, as they're asking for an exception for too many second years. Council recommendation?
Pass.
Ann Arbor Midget B team. They have asked for an exception, as they are the only Midget B, well, one of two of their house teams. They have no travel teams. They are asking for an exception as one of two house teams, Midget house teams.
Did you get a request from both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They took all the kids that they have, and they may not even have as many kids as they had when they submitted this back in October, now that high school has formed. So, but they're asking for exceptions. They were asking for exceptions for both of these Midget teams because they were less than three teams in a division. So I guess we can do both of these at the same time.
Is there even another Midget team?
Yes. Jackson has one, but these kids, this Ann Arbor team, I'm not sure is even participating in districts, but they're asking for an exception. The double B team is, I believe. Oh, council recommendation on both of them?
Yes.
All right. Battle Creek. This is their Squirt Bees. They are less than three teams, and they may not make the 20 games played in the Squirt Bee prior to first game of districts. Just to be safe, they've asked for the exception for both of those reasons. Less than three teams and less than 20 games.
What's your recommendation?
Come on.
Yeah.
Kenny, I'm going to need a coach signature and a player number on this. All right, so.
That one I sent you just as a draft.
Okay.
This is my first time. So.
Yeah.
So. No, I want to make sure.
Are they very rejected then?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm sorry, it was the first time. I asked Cody to look over it to make sure I was doing it correctly.
So I don't remember if I responded.
Probably not even, you don't have to worry about that.
Sometimes.
So I probably won't be participating.
No.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll do it anyway. We'll go through it. So, council recommendation on it?
Yes.
All right. This is your Pee Wee B team. Less than three teams, and this team exceeds the second year. Took all the kids. This is their only Pee Wee house team. Took all the kids that they have, and they have too many second year kids, so they're exceeding the second year limit. And they have less than three teams in a division. Now, bear in mind, whether these kids are doing districts or not, and the same thing for this Squirt team, they have to be legal to play in ADRAE. All right, so we have to do these exceptions for ADRAE as well. I mean, so that this has to be done to cover ADRAE. So whether they're doing districts or not. So they have 11 2001s and 5 2002s. So they got a number of older age kids on this Pee Wee team and only five of the young ones. They took all the kids that came in the door and they have less than three teams in their division. So they're asking for an exception for those two.
How many total players?
16.
16?
Yep.
So they're allowed 10 second year. How many are over?
Plus one. They're over one.
Okay. I guess I didn't hear you say that.
I didn't say the plus one. I didn't have the formula in front of me. I didn't have sliding scale. So, council recommendation?
Pass.
The Battle Creek Bantam B team. This is a request for an exception for less than three teams in a division. They took all the kids that came in the door. None of them were turned away. They have 18 kids.
Wow.
And they're asking for, because of the less than three teams, is what they're asking for their exception request. Council?
Yes.
Bantam. Battle Creek Bantam. Arion. This is their Pee Wee B team. They have two Pee Wee House teams. And they've asked for an exception for both of them for the same reasons. Less than three teams. They only have the two Pee Wee House teams. The kids were split up evenly. Jim did this draft as well. And both of them, both their house teams are asking for the same exception. Council recommendation, less than three teams. Council recommendation?
Yep. I have a C team.
Who?
Arion.
I do not believe they had a C team this year. I would have to ask Jim. If they,
well, I mean, that would have negated the need because there would have been a third Pee Wee team.
Yeah. Their Squirt B team. What? What do you need?
Nothing.
Squirt B team. Arion, same Squirt B team, less than three teams in a division. They only have one team. That's Squirt B's. Council recommendation. Okay, moving on.
Are you saying anything back here?
Barion, same thing. Bantam B's, less than three teams in a division. Council recommendation.
Thank you.
All right, these ones we can probably not fail these. Big Rapids.
Oh, hell, they're shaky.
We know that. Less than three, this is their Squirt B team, less than three teams in a division, less than 20 games by February 1st. This, both of their Squirt B teams, just two. Yep, both Squirt B teams asking for the same exception. Council recommendation? Pass on both of them. These are Pee-wee-B, Big Rapids Pee-wee-B, same thing, less than three teams, less than 20 games by February 1st. Council recommendation. I know it's boring. You ought to see it at a state playoff committee meeting if you think this is bad. Bantam B, we got to go through all districts, all seven districts, and do this. Think about the pain for 20 minutes today. It takes about 2 hours when we're doing it down there. Bantam B's, Big Rapids. Same thing, less than three teams, less than 20 games by February 1. Recommendation? Yeah, you guys are alive. Chelsea, is this the only one? Tommy, your Pee Wee B's, is this the only one? Need an exception? Huh? Only one I got. I only got one exception. Your one Pee Wee B team, Neil's team. See, a limit on second years. Just asking for an exception on second years.
How many players they got?
21.
I'm looking to see in here. Tommy doesn't say in here. How many do you know off the top of your head?
I don't know. Second year players today.
Got a long explanation in here, but I can't see where it says how many they've got. I forget what. I'd have to look at the stuff I've got. I drafted these kids. They're not. Trust me, these kids aren't running away with anything, clobbering anybody by any means.
You are going to get asked that at state.
Oh, yeah. I have.
How many are they out?
They don't exceed second. They exceed second years by one player. Not sure what the limit is, what they have for numbers.
You don't have to.
I have to look at the numbers they have.
All right.
I have to look at that at home. I don't have the number with me. I got the draft at home. I got this stuff at home. So, council recommendation.
Yeah.
Suggest pass. Tommy, give me those numbers on what you've got, too, just so I've got them. Make sure, give me what you've got for both those teams. Just make sure we've got the same thing. Grand Rapids Blades, this is their Squirt House B, less than three teams. This is the only squirt team they have. Council recommendation?
Who are the Blades?
Egra.
So they changed their name to East Graha last year.
Yeah.
Okay, you missed it. Yeah. I missed that meeting.
Okay.
Don't give me that look either.
Okay. Was that a pass on them? Their squirts.
Yeah.
Pee Wee's same thing. Less than three teams. Grand Rapids Blades. Pee Wee Bees. Thanks, Oli. We have Kentwood. All the kids that came in. We have less than three teams. They're all in formula. They have just, Mike, what do you got? Just one team?
Yeah, one team.
One Pee Wee B team. Less than three teams.
Yes.
Kentwood, Squirt B.
Yes.
Just the one?
Yeah.
Less than three teams. Moving right along. Oha, Bantam Bees. Less than 20 games, less than three teams for the Bantams. No travel teams, Frank? Well, they count. No, less than three total. Okay, so you're going to get 20 games?
No.
No? Okay, so unless you're looking... Looking for less than 20 games would be... Okay. Everything? And you've got... Now let me make sure. Make sure I don't want to miss any of these. I'll have to take them one at a time. So less than 20 games. Council recommendation?
Pass.
All right. Same thing. Another Bantam. Council recommendation. Pass. Less than 20 games. Less than 20 games. All right, pass this one. Okay, here's the second year. Squirt B, this is the one team. They're one squirts that one player, one extra second year player out of the squirt teams that we drafted. Well, this team ended up with one too many second years. And they're asking for less than 20 games by the start of districts. Council recommendation? All right, next Squirt B, the other Squirt B team, less than 20 games by the start of districts. All right. Pee-wees, Kalamazoo, less than 20 games by the start of districts.
Yep.
Pee-wees, less than 20.
Is this all Kalamazoo?
Yep.
Is it all less than 20?
Yep.
I suggest we just pass them all.
Okay. We can do that. A lot of times we can do that. All right, now this is what is this? This is okay. This one. These are the midget double A's. Okay. You know what, Frank? We're gonna have to talk about these two after the meeting. I'll deal with those. These are midgets. I'll deal with those. You and I need to talk about this after the meeting. Muskegon, this is a midget double B team that may or may not exist. Ole's working on it. He's going to put in an exception, less than 20 games by the start of district, less than three teams in a division. Council recommendation, it may or may not happen, right, Timmy? I mean, you're working on it. So, council recommendation?
Yes.
If it happens, Tim, and you look like you're not going to get the kids aren't going to get 10 games, get me exceptions for the kids too, you know. Is so West Shore, I've got a couple here for, I've got a squirt team, less than three teams in a division, Squirt B. They are asking for exception, less than three for their Squirt House team. Council. All right. And for, I don't know what happened to their Pee Wee. I don't have a Pee Wee one from them, so I don't know why, but Bantam B, less than three teams in a division.
Well, we played them and they beat them.
Okay, so suggestion?
They got three guys out, Joey.
Yep.
You can schedule a game back with us.
Huh?
They got three other guys out right now.
How do they?
Not as good as they were.
What? You guys got a peewee team?
No, we don't have a peewee team.
No, you don't? Okay, so that's why. All right. Bantam Bees, council recommendation.
Pass.
All right. I know it's like going to the dentist, folks, but we had to do it. Thank you. All right. We had to get through that. So, on the agenda, midget teams, as we just saw with Ole's group, are still a work in progress. If you think you're going to form a midget team, and that may yet still happen with some of these teams, there may be some midget teams that currently exist that may dissolve because of some high school teams that pull some kids away. If you end up building a midget team between now and early December, get a team exception filled out and get it to me ASAP. We'll get it taken to the state playoff committee, it'll get taken care of. But once you start putting a team together, I need a team exception immediately. All right? And then everybody understands the situation with the midgets. It's unique. There's nothing you can do about it. It happens. All right. Keep in mind your players. As I just said to Ole, your players too. If you've got players on these midget teams, it's going to be hard to find games for them. You're going to need player exceptions for them. Last year, I think I did about 7 or 8 player exceptions for a Jackson midget team because the kids came late and those kids weren't going to get their 10 games in by the start of districts. So, can't hurt to fill them in. Nothing wrong with taking them in and sending them, getting them okay to the state playoff level. So,
how many midgets did apply?
For what, Frank?
Districts.
We have one B team.
How many?
9 total in the 4 divisions.
Double A's?
In the 4 total.
We have 1 B, 2 double B's, 2 A's, 4 double A's right now. Your Springs, but we'll see.
Amanda, did any of them register as JV?
Oh, I checked with all of them, and I got one.
I need you to stay put. We got to talk about that,
yeah,
too.
All of those are all midgets.
There's 4 out of that West Michigan JV.
I went to Shirley on all of them to verify the registration of how they were registered.
And a part of that is that they should be told up front. I've got to talk to Shirley, too, to find out what they know.
Which they know that.
Yeah. And they can only. We'll go over it.
Yeah.
There's 2 divisions. Because the rule book writes up a rule that will never happen because the teams that are registered with the Michigan Athletic High School can't play in that tournament anyway because they've used up all their games and what they have set up. So it'll never happen.
You're talking about a true JV team?
Well, they talk about 3 different types of teams. Talk about a JV that's through Michigan Athletic, then they talk about 2 other types of JV teams.
We have Michigan High School. Yeah.
Anyway, that's why we need to talk, because the rules that they're set up, we'll never see a JV tournament. So we have the teams register as a JV.
We do have them register as JVs. What you don't have, you have very few true JV, MHSAA, JV teams. You have very few.
10.
There are a few.
Yeah, there's 10.
They're predominantly on the east side of the state.
Right. But they're not MHSAA.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
I've been going through this. They are.
Brian.
But the number of games
in USA through.
I'm not going to debate it.
Yeah.
Brian, we're not going to debate it here tonight. All right? There are.
What are we debating? It's fact.
There are true JV, MHSAA, JV teams.
Other JV.
We'll figure out what we got to do with these guys, but I'm going to need to. We got to figure out what they're going to go and do over there because I don't think they know what they're getting into.
No, but this is going to just screw me up. Let me have to go another year.
When you go back to your teams, please remember to tell them that they have until December 1st to commit or decommit to districts. Remember that committing to districts after December 1st means. All of those things you see on your agenda. Possible play-in game, depending upon how many teams are wanting in a tournament. District tournament games, state tournament play-in games. You see the date that I have there, Frank? You see that date? That's tentative. That was discussed this past weekend. The date that was thrown out this past weekend was wrong. I went back and looked, and historically, that 3rd weekend in February is when it's been done. So that's why we need to talk after.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
But talk to your teams, because historically that February weekend is when those state tournament play-in games have happened. So what that means is, if your team is a runner-up in the district tournament in certain age levels, you're going to have a state tournament play-in game. And I think that those age levels are Squirt A, Pee Wee A, and Bantam something. Squirt A, Pee Wee A, Bantam A, and Midget A, and Midget Double A. All four or five of those age divisions, the runner-up in the in our district tournament is going to a state play-in game. State tournament play-in game.
You know where those
are? Oh, they're working on that, Johnny. It's going to be over in the Detroit area somewhere, more than likely. Yeah, it was in Dearborn. It's been at Eddie Edgar. It's been at Great Lakes. If it is that third weekend in February, that is President's Weekend. Please, again, that's another factor you've got to ask your coaches. If they've got till December 1st. If they want to be a part of this after December 1st, they're in, and that means they're going to this that weekend. Squirt A, Pee Wee A, Bantam A, Midget A, and Double A for us. So, Squirt A, Pee Wee A, Bantam A, Midget A, and Double A for District 6 are those runner-up. Those teams that are runners-up in our district tournament are going to have a state tournament play-in game, probably the third weekend in February, somewhere in Detroit, at least one game, if not more, at President's Weekend. So, parents are not going to be happy. That's probably a lot of schools, that's a four-day weekend. We play in hockey. So, let them know, please, ahead of time, as much as humanly possible. So I guess that's, I try to reiterate this because, you know, you still have till December 1st to, if they don't want to do this, it's fine, just let us know. Let me know in writing, email, please. Let me know you want out, that's fine. Do it before honor before December 1st. You see,
just participating in district procedure that has to happen. They're going to have their $400 deposit for that.
Sure. Just a couple of things in there. Oh, new business stuff. Everyone is supposed to be rostering through Shirley, their 8U program, everything 8U, 6U, cross ice, learn to skate, IP. I don't have very many people doing that. Everything's supposed to be on a roster. Your 8U stuff is all supposed to be rostered through Shirley and Maha. Please get that taken care of. These kids, how do you put them on? Kevin, explain how it goes. You just put all these kids on a roster. What's the classification?
For 8U, it's cross ice, red, white, and blue. Roster kids, 20 on a roster.
Is your arena running that program? Is your...
You know, it doesn't matter if the arena's running it.
I'm just telling you that I've gone to them, and they're running that program, and they're not going to register those kids because of the cost.
I don't think there is a cost to roster them.
Yeah, there is, because if a kid is 5 or 6 years old, it's $45. It's just like all my learn-to-skate kids are registering with the figure skating club because it's $12.